Danny Schaefer.
Never seen anyone open their mouth so wide in my life.
Denny Radio on 1370 WSPD.
I like that one. It's hour two, show 236, Denny Radio, 1370 WSPD.
Prophetic theories about the end of the world have been woven their way into the mainstream America for as long as, well, we can remember.
Remember the Y2K deal? Everybody was freaking out, man. I hosted a New Year's Eve gig that night. We had a blast. It was awesome.
And of course, there's Nostradamus, the Left Behind series. By the way, you know, we all know what happened to Y2K and Nostradamus, false. But is the world about to end? How and when will it happen? And why? Are the hurricanes a possible sign? Is the end of the world related to President Bush and his brother Jeb? The hurricanes have been targeting Florida. Ronald Weinland, former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God, and pastor and founder of the Church of God. He's got a book, The Prophesied End Time, a controversial message about the end of days, and he joins us now. Hello, Ron. Welcome to Denny Radio. How are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks.
Excellent. What part of the country are we talking to you from, sir?
Actually, I'm talking to you from Boston right now, but I live right down in Perrysburg.
You do? Seriously? How come nobody told me that?
I don't know.
Oh, it's on my sheet? Where does it say that on my sheet?
From Toledo.
Oh, it's a little scribble note on the side. If it's not highlighted, I don't read it.
Ah.
I have a new producer. So you're on like a book tour deal or what?
No, I just had some meetings up here this weekend.
Okay, so you're a pastor of a church?
Yes, I am.
Where is your church here? Is it obviously in Perrysburg?
No, I have groups that are scattered all over the country. I do a lot of traveling trying to help people with the message that's contained in this book, overseas as well, different countries and so forth.
But you live in Perrysburg, but you don't have a church in Perrysburg.
No.
That's different.
Yeah.
So is the world coming to an end, Ron?
It's an end of an age. It's not the end of the world.
Thanks.
Yeah. But it's not going to be a pretty thing, I'll tell you right now. It's a horrifying thing what's going to begin to take place, and it'll begin with acts of terrorism far greater than 9/11, and that's what this book is about.
Okay. And when did the book come out?
It started in September, as far as any advertising and so forth, and beginning to talk on radio and so at that time.
Yeah. No disrespect, sir, but I've been interviewing people who've been telling me that the world's going to come to an end. On my old morning show, a number of guys, and they all say the same thing. We even had one guy who told us it was going to happen at Christmas of that year, and then after that he said, no, I was wrong, it's the Christmas of next year, and he said he saw this vision of all these mushroom clouds and all this other stuff.
Yep.
And of course, he was selling a survival pack.
Yes, I hear you.
So there's a lot of guys, men and women out there, that are saying the same thing. How is your book different from them?
Well, outline the things that are going to begin to take place, and frankly, the only thing that's going to prove whether anybody's right or wrong is time itself, like you said. When it comes and it goes, then it tells whether somebody is really telling the truth or not, or whether it's a bunch of hooey. So that's what I've done in the book. I've put down some guidelines, some timing, and so forth, and anybody that asked me on the radio and the like, I've been telling them that you can start looking for things happening this fall, early next spring. Within the next 4 years, very great events in that respect as far as what's going to happen to this country and Western Europe.
So do you have a timeline for when the world will be coming to an end?
It's an end of an age again. It's not the end of the world, but
it's
the end of a time period that God gave to mankind, the 6,000 years that God has allotted to
man. Okay, so basically what you're saying is Jesus is coming back.
That's exactly right.
Well, just say that then. Don't beat around the bush.
Well, I figured we'd get to that as we went on here.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe, somebody told you that don't mention Jesus on the radio.
No, I do it quite readily.
So you're saying Jesus is coming, and so is it the rapture?
No, don't. It's not a rapture. People aren't going to take off someplace else. He's coming down here to rule, to reign, to govern on the earth for 1,000 years. That's what it talks about in Scripture.
Got it. So all the believers that believe in him and have taken him as their Lord and Savior, what are they going to be doing?
Repenting, changing.
Well, no, the people that already believe in him will be doing that?
Well, there are a lot of people who believe in Christ, but they don't believe what he said. They believe in he came and died as a Savior, but they don't believe the message that's contained throughout the Bible in both the Old Testament and New Testament that he's coming back as a king. They don't recognize him as the Messiah. They talk about him being a Christ, but they don't recognize him as the Christ or the Messiah or the anointed of God who was destined, determined by God to be a king. That's what.
Yeah, I understand all of that, but I mean, there's a lot of us that do believe that, and what happens to us?
Well, it depends on what people believe. Again, it's a matter of just reality of something that's going to happen. He is returning. He is going to set up the government of God on earth for 1,000 years. That's what the Scripture talks about.
Right.
He's not whisking people off to a different place, back to heaven or whatever. They're going to be
so
right.
So will
here.
Our lives continue going on as fairly normal? Are we going to live any longer or what?
As time goes along, yes, people are going to begin learning to live right, but the most important thing is people are going to learn how to live right as far as relationships.
What about the evil people, the people that are following the other team?
Well, that pretty much ends here in the next 4 years as things
begin
to happen.
So they all die?
That's exactly right.
No kidding.
Yep, there'll be millions.
So no more Dan Rather?
Well, there'll be millions who die, and that's what this is about. It's about the end of an age. It's a story contained throughout history. That's why people talk about the end time or the end of the world. They don't understand a lot of the things that are contained in Scripture about that, but it is a reality, and we are at that time.
So what will happen to, because you mentioned George Bush and his brother Jeb, what will happen to those guys during the end time?
Well, actually, in the book, I don't really refer to them specifically, but...
Well, your publicist lied to us then.
Oh, well, he's probably talking about some other things concerning the election and the like.
Oh, because they probably wouldn't get you on if it was a book about Jesus. A lot of stations probably wouldn't have you on.
Yeah, could be.
Because you're reading your press thing from your publicist, it looks like, you know, you're kind of hinting that George Bush and Jeb are the Antichrist.
Well, I don't know where that came from. I'll have to talk to my publicist if that's what he said.
Well, no, but it hints that. It says, are the hurricanes a possible sign of the coming end of the world? Is the end of the world related to President Bush and his brother Jeb Bush? The hurricanes are targeting the Florida area. So it's kind of leaning that, you know, the end of the world is being caused by the Bush boys.
Well, I'm glad you brought that to my attention. I'll talk to them about that. But that's not what the book is about.
You know why they're trying to do that? Your publicist wants to get you on radio stations.
Yeah, exactly.
And the only way to get you on is to say that sort of stuff to, you know, get people fired up.
Yeah.
So, where...
Well, there's plenty in this book that'll get people fired up if they want to take the time to read what's going to take place. And that's what this book is about. It's about things warning people, telling people, so they'll know how to deal with it when it begins to happen. Because
so, well, how do they deal with it when it begins to happen?
Well, first of all, if they understand what's taking place, they'll be able to go to the source or whatever and begin to go through the things that are taking place and deal with them. Because we're not talking about small events. We're talking about millions of people who are going to die.
Now, even Christians and people that believe in Christ will die too?
It's not. It's going to be everywhere, all around the world.
Wait a minute. So you're saying when Jesus comes back, all these things much worse than 9/11 are going to take place?
Well,
caused by who?
It starts by things that happen right here in the United States, because a part of what we're doing that is also prophesied of what we're doing in the Middle East right now. We've stirred up the powder keg. We have no idea what's taking place as far as the Islamic world is concerned behind the scenes. We've actually stirred that up and made it worse by what we're doing. And they actually have their own prophecies about the end time and the... The individual over there that, I don't know if you've heard about Mahdi's army, but al-Sadr, that's the army that's following him. They're called Mahdi's army. Mahdi is a prophecy of Islam, of certain ones in Islam, about the end time, about the end of an age, and about their gaining rule on the earth. And it's a common thing that's gone through different religions and so forth.
So after all these religious wars and all these terrorist attacks and all this stuff, then Jesus comes back?
Yes, after 3.5 years.
So if we are lucky enough to survive that, let's say, you know, after 3.5 years of all this chaos. And by the way, did 9/11 start that 3.5 years?
It was a foreboding, a forewarning of things that are going to follow, yes.
Right, but is that part of the 3.5 years?
No, it's not part of the 3.5 years. It leads up to the 3.5 years.
I don't know, that was pretty tragic here in the United States.
Yes,
it's got to be. Maybe that was the, you know, and then we're getting within the next, what, year? It would be 4 years. Anyway, my point is this. If you are able to survive all of this, if it does happen this way, and you are a believer when Jesus comes, what happens then?
Well, if you survive the things, you live into a different age where Jesus Christ sets up a government around the earth. He's going to be the King of Kings. He's going to rule the earth. And there'll be
all the evil ones will be gone, right?
Well, they're going to be dealt with during that 3.5 years. Frankly, people are going to come to repentance. They're going to learn how to turn toward God. They're going to want to turn toward God.
Now, people that aren't saved or people that believe in Christ, when he comes back, if they too survive all these terrorist attacks, they come back. If they profess their faith in him when he comes back, do they end up in heaven?
Nobody's going to heaven. Nobody's...
All right, you're losing me, dude. You don't believe in heaven?
I believe it's a place where God the Father and Jesus Christ are, but even Jesus Christ tried to tell the Jews when he came, he said, nobody's ascended into heaven. He said that even David, who was dead and buried in his sepulchre to this day, he said he's not ascended into heavens. And of all people, who was a prophet and was looked up to by the Jewish people...
All right, you got to hold on. All right, the interview just took a drastic turn. I got to do my traffic, and then we'll finish up with Bronson.
Denny Radio on 1370 WSPD.
Interesting. At least to me. Hopefully it is to you, and if not, you know, whatever. You can turn the dial. It's Friday.
Denny Schaefer.
He stinks!
Denny Radio on 1370 WSPD.
All right, we're doing another segment here with Ron Wineland. He's from Perrysburg, and he's got a book called The Prophesied End Time. Welcome back, Ron.
Yes.
So I'm confused here. You're saying nobody goes to heaven.
No one goes to heaven.
Where do we go?
Well, when people die, they're at a funeral. They go to funerals, and people talk about, ministers talk about a resurrection, and then they talk about another breath. They've gone off to heaven. It doesn't work that way at all. It's a matter of when people die, they just go to their grave. That's what the word hell means in the Bible. Actually, it comes from a Greek word that means Hades, Sheol in the Hebrew, and it just simply means, those words simply mean a hole in the ground. That's what people go to. They go back to the dust of the earth, and they wait for a resurrection in God's time and God's plan.
Where's their spirit go?
Well, people talk about a soul. There is no soul in the sense of something that's living eternally within us. When we die, and God has to put life back into a body again, make a body, create a body, and put our essence, what we were, everything in our minds, our beings, back into it. And that's what he does at a resurrection.
So when we die, we go in a hole in the ground, and then when Jesus comes back, we're all resurrected?
Not at that time. There are some going to be resurrected. The Bible talks about 144,000 who are going to come and reign with him for 1,000 years, like it says in...
Are you Jehovah Witness?
No, I'm not.
I've heard that from those people.
Yeah. No, this it talks about in Revelation 20 that there's going to be a resurrection of those who are going to be with Jesus Christ when he returns, and they're going to reign for 1,000 years. Then there is a great resurrection at the end of that 1,000 years after all the work that's been done to prepare the earth for the most massive resurrection of all time. And that's when billions are going to be resurrected. All who have ever lived and died will be resurrected again back into a physical body again to live in God's world.
I be younger and not as in much pain, and will my golf game get any better then?
I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. Come on. You're the man with all the answers.
Well,
the body you die with is the one you come back to?
Well, obviously, there are those things we come back with it doesn't say specifically what age or what type of a body, but it's a healthy, strong body, yes.
Will there be golf?
I hope so.
Are you a golfer?
Like you? No, but I hope for others who like it. Oh, it's a game. What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it.
All right, let me grab some calls here. We have Jim on line two. Jim, you're on with Ron.
Hello. Just a couple of questions for Ron.
Go ahead.
Many questions could be asked. I'm kind of skeptical about why he thinks the signs being fulfilled at this particular time. I mean, 9/11 was visually impressive, but 3,000 people die, you know, on a regular basis in Bangladesh, and nobody says boo about it.
That's right.
And also, regarding this point about hell there, I kind of question that point so strenuously. For instance, in Revelation chapter 6, the fifth seal, it says pretty plainly that John saw in his vision under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testament which they held, and they cried out with a loud voice and so on and so forth. My point is that obviously they're able to cry out, they're able to kind of whine to God there. It doesn't sound like they're just in a state of cessation of existence or anything.
Well, again, that's
Go ahead. Hold on, Jim, because you threw a lot at him. Let's have Ron respond. Go ahead, Ron.
You're getting into a very picky area there in one sense, but most of the Bible, when it uses the word hell, all you have to do is go to a strong concordance and look it up, and it says the word is a grave, a hole in the ground. But nevertheless, there are individuals
right here,
individuals who cry out, but that is all symbolic, just like a lot of the parables in the Bible are. Their stories are symbolic of various things that do take place later on. And that's what Revelation is describing. It's describing events that are going to take place in time, but not something that's occurring right at the moment.
Jim, appreciate your call. I want to grab Tim before we go because we're running out of time. Tim, you're on with Ron.
I just want to make a comment to this guy. You can't pick and choose through the scriptures. He's making a comment about 144 souls, but he's not talking about the millions upon millions that they've seen who are saved. You ask him about the rapture. He says that don't exist.
I'll answer that.
It won't exist when it's in the scripture. I'm sure this guy's trying to sell a lot of books.
No, actually,
they can choose the scripture.
I'd like to answer that. I'd like to give these books away. Anybody that calls in or writes, gets on our website, the-end or the-end.com, we'll give you a book free. We're not trying to make money off it. We want to get a message out.
Tim, thanks for the call. Let me grab FedEx Dave. Dave, you're on the air. Go.
Hey, Denny. A couple of points. They're getting half of it and missing half of it. If you look at the timeline laid out in scriptures, the next major event predicted and prophesied is the rapture of the church. Now, that just means that it says the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those that were sealed by his name will be caught up in the sky and meet him. Now, that's not the beginning of the millennial kingdom. That's the beginning of the 70 weeks of Daniel, the 7 years of tribulation spoken about in Revelation.
Doesn't seem like a question in there.
It's the Battle of Armageddon, and following that is the millennial kingdom.
Okay, Ron, you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because he's telling his story. That's what this book is about, the prophesied end time. It's telling people that traditional Christianity has got things all screwed up, and that's what God is coming back to straighten out. That's what this whole thing is all about. At the end of 6,000 years, God has given...
Wait a minute. Hold on, Ron.
Yes.
So people that follow the Bible and try to live the way Jesus lived and be better people, love God with everything you got and love others as yourself,
to love
they
God,
got it all screwed up?
To love God, is to obey his law, to obey his commandments, and people don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, I get all that, but there are a lot of people that do that, and you're telling me that they got it all wrong?
As a whole, the entire world, even at the time of Christ, Christ came along and told the Jewish people they had it wrong. Today is no different. The world still has it wrong.
Go ahead, quickly, Dave.
The 144,000 talked about in the Bible are 144,000 from the tribes of Israel. It's 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. When the rapture occurs, they realize that the scriptures were true. They get a divine revelation as to what was going on in the scriptures, and they go out and start converting those that are left after the rapture takes the church, the body of Christ. They go out and preach to the middle to the multitude.
Well, he's got his belief. You know, that's what's wrong with the world. There are thousands of churches out here, thousands of different ideas of what people are teaching, and only time, and quite candidly, if this book is true, it'll be a very short time as these things begin to happen that God is going to set things straight on this earth.
And Dave, thanks for the call. Hey, Ron, can you hold on another break here? Because I have another pastor on the line wants to get at talk to you.
Get at me, yes.
Hold on a second here. Don't move, people.
Denny Radio.
Do another quick segment.
1370 WSPD.
We got a bunch of other stuff to talk about. It's Denny Radio, 1370 WSPD.
Denny Radio.
On
1370 WSPD.
Time flies when you're having fun. Halfway through show 236, Denny Radio, 1370 WSPD. Our guest is Ron Wineland, and he has a book, The Prophesied End Time. And welcome to the show, Ron. I just wanted to grab another call here. By the way, where's your book available? All your favorite bookstores?
You can get it at bookstores. You may have to order it there, but you can go online to the-end.com or the-end.com more correctly. Or you can get the Reader Digest ad this past month, September, and tell you how to order it there as well. But, again, if anybody wants to send in a request for it for free, we're glad to give it to you.
Really? A freebie?
Yep.
All right, let's go to Father Stanberry's on the line. Hello, Father. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Did you want to talk to Ron about some of the things he was talking about? You're on, Joe.
I didn't hear right at the start of it, but I heard talking about the resurrection and so on. I would caution all of the listeners to stick with texts written by the oldest Christian tradition. That would be Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, Lutheran, Episcopalian. These are the religions that have the greatest of the world-class genuine scripture scholars who study how words are used in ancient texts, the historical backgrounds of the...
You mean when you started changing... When you started changing back in 325, the law of God?
Well, they don't what they do, what people do, what they call eisegesis, put meanings in that are really not there.
Well, God's going to get ready to clean all this up, even garbage like this that I'm listening to.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah.
Father Ron wants to, go ahead.
Yeah, back in 325 A.D., the Catholic Church began to change the things that God showed and even Jesus Christ brought. They even changed the Passover to Easter, which is a...
I'm having trouble hearing.
Can you hear me?
Hold on a second. Let me put him on hold. Go ahead, Ron, he can hear you better now. Go.
Good. I was going to say back in 325, it was actually the Catholic Church that began to change laws and things in the scriptures. And they're the ones that actually changed from the Sabbath to Sunday. They actually changed Passover to Easter. There's no place for the observance of Easter in the Bible. There's one place in the New Testament, in the Old King James, where it mentions the word Easter, but it's not even the word Easter. That was a mistranslation because it's actually the word Passover. And the Catholic Church is the primary one that has changed so many doctrines throughout the Bible, and frankly, all the traditional Christianity as a whole, the Protestant churches, have their authority in the Catholic Church. They don't have it in the Bible. They have their doctrines about heaven and hell and some of these places. It comes out of their tradition in the Catholic Church. It does not come out of Scripture. And that's what God is getting ready to change in this world. He's going to correct these things so that people can understand what is the truth.
All right. Father Steve, you want to comment on that before I let you go?
First, just his interpretation of the 144,000. I mean, that's a literal 20th century or 21st century interpretation of a number. The actual number, as studied by the greatest and oldest of the Christian traditions, the 144 is 12 times 12, meaning 12 means fulfillment, completion, perfection. 12 times 12 is perfection, perfected. And the 1,000, in Jewish terminology, means an uncountable number. So it refers to an uncountable number of totally
perfected. You need to quit listening to scholars.
And it does not to be taken, as that 144,000.
All right, hold on, Steve. All right, because he can't hear me. All right, Ron, before I let you go, because I want to ask Steve something else.
Sure.
Did you want to comment on that? You were laughing.
No, I tell you what, it's stuff like that that has people so messed up in this world. Scholars that have done the things they have throughout time, throughout history, that have so messed up Scripture and what the message is throughout the Bible. And frankly, the message is throughout the Bible, the Old and New Testament, is about a kingdom that's coming to this earth, and that's where we are right now in time. God gave man 6,000 years to have his own governments, his own religions, and the whole story of man is that man does not want God's laws. He wants God after his own image, after his own liking, to obey whatever laws he wants, but he doesn't want to obey God. And God is getting ready to rectify that and set it straight. And that's what this book, The Prophesied End Time, is about.
But this is your interpretation of the Scriptures, correct, the way you see it?
Well, you know what? This book, if it comes to pass in the next 3 to 4 years and you start seeing these things come to pass, you become a believer, I'll tell you what. When you start seeing kind of cataclysms that are going to take place in this nation.
But this is your interpretation of what the Scriptures mean, correct? Just like...
It's either inspired by God or it isn't. And if it's not inspired by God, then it's a bunch of rambling, you know, hooey, just like
right,
all these other people out here.
But it's how you determine the, you
that's
know,
right.
What it's
that's why I put the proof in there that these things are getting ready to happen right now. And if they don't happen, then, you know, throw all this away.
You're not voting for John Kerry by chance in November, are you?
I don't vote.
You don't vote?
I don't get involved in politics.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And have a safe trip back to Perrysburg.
Thank you.